pictures of the runaways on the wall. It seems like these days you couldn't run away at all. Even if you did, what you got to run away to? Just another drunk daddy with a white man's point of view. I can see you in my mind's eye catching light. We'll sleep beside the river if we make it out of town tonight. You can strip in Portland on the day you turn 16. You got one thing to sell, benzodiazepine. 10 years ago I might have seen you dancing in a different light and offered up my help in a different way. But those were different days. Those were different days. Had a girl back home and we shared her a single bed. When I whispered in her ear, she believed every word I said. And if she didn't believe, she didn't dare give me slack. It was, baby, I love you, get off of my goddamn back. And then time went by and I left again. Guess Jesus loves a sinner, but the highway loves the sin. My daddy told me, I believe he told me true, that the right thing to do. 10 years ago I might have stuck around for another night, used her in a thousand different ways. Those were different days. Those were different days. Stories only mine to live and die with, and the answers only mine to come across. But the ghost that I got scared and I got high with look a little lost. 10 years ago I might have thought I didn't have the right to say these things an outlaw wouldn't say. Those were different days. Those were different days. Those were different days.
This next one's funny because it's kind of a, it's sort of, I don't know that it's a murder ballad. I'm not sure that anybody actually gets murdered. It's not really a murder ballad, though, because what I was attempting to do was write allegorically. I had just gotten sober when I wrote all these songs for Southeastern. And so celebrating 10 years of Southeastern is also celebrating 10 years of sobriety for me. They're tied together. Yeah. I remember one time on the internet, this one time on the internet, a lady said that she loved to listen to this song, Live Oak, with her daughter. But the thing is, you know, the guy at the end of the song, he murders the woman in the song. And I she said it kind of freaks her daughter out a little bit. And, you know, what should I tell the child. You know, and she asks me, who to begin with was the dark-minded son of a bitch who wrote the song. I said, ma'am, it's easy. He doesn't murder the woman in the song. He just buries her. That made it worse. I don't think the child had considered that as a possibility. Anyway, I gotta get my murder face going.